Blog Talk Radio.
Lady, I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to set those down. Oh, I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. Over all the mama girls I dated, I send you what you are. You're my diamond girl, you're the one. I put the rock on, you're my diamond girl, you're the one that with the game for. You're my diamond girl, you're the one. Put the rock on, you're my diamond girl, you're the one that with the game for. Hey!
Good afternoon. Welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I really encourage you to follow, become a fan. I'll be doing some giveaways. And today, wow, special honored guest, just amazing talent, singer, rapper, producer, clothing line, entrepreneur, philanthropist, IQ. I don't even know what his IQ is, but we're going to get to that. Ryan Leslie, good afternoon.
Joy, such a pleasure and honor to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for making time out of your busy schedule. You were nominated for a Grammy last year. How did that feel?
I mean, how else could it feel but great?
I mean, were you nervous? Were you, like, invested, like, oh, if I don't get it, I'm going to, you know, I'm down? Or are you just like, I'm just going to keep on working?
Well, I honestly have learned very early on that it's really not about how the world responds, but it's about what I give. So really that Grammy nomination came for a body of work that I had already given. And I was already working on my next gift, which is the new album, which is coming out October 22nd.
Yeah, people have been waiting. I mean, you've been tweeting, you've been Facebook. You have a major online presence, and that seems to be your, like, niche, really, to get the word out. I mean, because your concerts are sold out, and, you know, you really tapped into that. What made you decide to go that way and not, like, the traditional way, in a sense? Like, what made you push so much on this online presence that you have?
Well, it's really just out of necessity. As an independent artist or even as an emerging artist, mainstream distribution channels just really can't afford to take that risk because they got to pay their bills with advertising. So even to just be on this radio station right now is an incredible blessing. So for me, I wanted to create a distribution channel that could exceed even the distribution channels that weren't giving me any shine. So as of right now, you know, I remember used to dreaming of being on, you know, fashion magazines, and now to have a following of, you know, close to 500,000 on Twitter, circulation of, you know, over 300,000 on Facebook and over 54 million views on YouTube. I think my goal of creating my own direct distribution channel to my audience has been achieved, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, you definitely tapped in. Let me play a little bit from the new album, Undress. This is Ryan Leslie.
Said I dress you to undress you. To a style, I'ma put in the work and be the father to a smile. Though so photogenic when she black and pearly white, I do it for the money, man. She do it for the lights. Chrome on the heel, all the Mars on the wrist. Yeah, that's my all the Mars, but she keep me on time. Got a 9, can't be late. Reservation to the Ritz. I'm in my Louis cape on my Andre Leon grind. That's Vogue, homie. Straight out the pages of the mag. She won't remove them heels, man. She wear them though it hurts. Double C's on the bag. I'm trying to see what's under that her Bailey's J skirt. And so I pull it up. She says she coming down. She riding shoddy in my 7.2 Ferrari Dino. Yeah, she my Bonnie. She got that fashion on her mind. Pretend it's February. Let me be your Valentino. I guess I only dress you.
Ooh, a little steamy in here. A little steamy. Now, I always ask the male artist. I mean, female too, but women are always, I'm sure, throwing themselves at you, left, right, up and down. How do you deal with that? What keeps you centered? Or are you not centered? You do the buck wild. I mean, what's the deal?
No, I mean, I love inspiration, you know, and I find that allowing myself to be vulnerable and allow myself to be open to new experiences and meeting new people and sometimes, you know, letting myself fall really makes for great content and great music and great lyrics. So, I mean, I'm always up for an adventure.
Well, one of the things that you do a lot of is philanthropy. You give a lot of your money away. As a matter of fact, I was reading, like, when you first got, like, a couple hundred thousand, you just gave it away. I mean, that takes a lot of security to do that, especially since, you know, you're saying you're an independent artist. What
right.
Was that from your parents, your upbringing, your parents instilled in you to give back?
Well, yeah, my parents are Salvation Army officers. And if you're not familiar with the organization, I mean, pretty simply, they sacrificed everything in the service of others, and that's the way that I was raised. So even when I think that I'm at the lowest of my low, I can always look around in our community, even right in our backyards, anywhere, and see that my conditions are nowhere near the conditions of some others who are sharing the human experience. So for me, there's some very strong initiatives that I'm passionate about. One of them is education. The other is financial literacy. And then because I travel so much, I've taken a very recent interest in Africa. So underwriting an orphanage there and also working with the First Lady of the Ivory Coast to make sure that the hospitals are well equipped. I do believe in the youth, and I do believe in music as not only a means of making a living, but also as a means of recording our history as people. And so, yeah, it's something I'm very passionate about.
Listen, have you ever even seen such determination? Despite it all, I'm still a fiend for the adulation. Everything I ever wrote, I did it from the heart. Never had a top 10, but you still respect my art. I'm in the club and they still send me free bottles. Still push that G55 with a supermodel. It's my reality. This ain't no show, brother. Go check my girl on that February Vogue cover. And catch me whipping through the city in that silver cheek. Kids screaming, oh, that's Ryan Leslie. Yeah, they know it's me. I'm not ashamed at all. In fact, I love my story. No matter what it takes, oh, I'ma get my glory.
Well, one of the things that I find interesting is that you started so early. I mean, people who may not know this, you went to Harvard. You graduated, I believe, at 19. And I also read somewhere that you got a perfect score on the SAT. Is this true?
Well, I mean,
was that a myth? Is that an urban legend?
Well, no, my father was really adamant about education as a pathway to the achievement of the American dream. And being Salvation Army officers' kids, my sister and I, we moved every 2 years. And so that means by my junior year in high school, I had already gone to 4 different high schools. And instead of moving to another high school, my father suggested that I apply to college early. And in order to actually get into Harvard, my test scores needed to be pretty incredible. And so, you know, I think anything could be achieved through deliberate practice and hard work, and we put in the time, the hours, and did the practice test and scored extremely well on those tests and eventually was accepted at one of the most prestigious universities in the world. And it's a running joke, actually, with my dad because he says, hey, Ryan, no matter how big you get, no matter how famous you become, Harvard is always still more famous than you are. And so kind of a side goal for me is just to reach as many people as I possibly can through my music and through my work so that one day I can go home and tell my dad, hey, Dan, I'm more famous than Harvard.
Harvard, right. Well, let's talk about the new album a little bit more. Less is More. And you have a couple of videos on your website, Glory, Beautiful Lie, Good Girl. I love 5 Minute Freshen Up. You are too smooth on 5 Minute Freshen Up. What? I said, okay.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Sizzle.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're telling them to take it to another level, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I think that's the beauty of your music is that you have this global vision. Whereas
yeah.
a lot of artists may be stuck in the hood or stuck in their neighborhood, where you know wherever they may be, or in that state. But your vision is global. I mean, you're in Dubai, let's put it that way type of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
She went by 5 minutes freshen up. You try to holler, homie, but you wasn't fresh enough. That's how I know I'm a professional. 6 O's on the left side of the decimal. She went by 5 minutes freshen up. You try to holler, homie, but you wasn't fresh enough. That's how I know I'm a professional. 6 O's on the left side of the desk. Now look at me, I'm in that pole, Lamborghini drop. I'm rolling these haters and never see me stop. I'm dealing in euros, I call it Kiwi guap. Exotic bills for my exotic wheels. Exotic meals, I call that opulence. I'm talking Wall Street money, you just the occupant. I'm in that 1%, over 100 grand. I don't trust the bank either, it's in a rubber band. FDIC, somebody bring the rotate to the VIP. Somebody tell the DJ, play some VIP.
So when you do this album, because I know, I can tell your mind is always clicking. What's next after the album? Let me just ask
well,
that. I know you're already thinking about it.
Well, one of the things that, like I said, when we touched on this earlier, is that I do like to give back. And I do think that not only, and even beyond just liking to give back, I believe it's my duty. And so you're absolutely right. At the level of global vision, I believe the world is getting smaller and smaller, thanks to social media, thanks to the speed of communication that we have. I have a program with young people, and I'm proud to say that a lot of young people who may have had just a hood mindset, whether they're from the Bronx or whether they're just from Northern California or wherever they came into the program, I'm responsible for a lot of passports, first passports, and for a lot of young people's first trips overseas to Europe. And so the next album, I have a vision of recording this next album in Northern Africa and bringing a team of young musicians and producers and administrators, young executives over and cutting a documentary between Carthage in Tunisia and the Ivory Coast where I actually record my next album. And I've also put out the invite to my other collaborators, whether it be Jeezy, whether it be Neo, whether it be Red Cafe, whether it be Jay Electronica, whether it be any young producers that are working with me as well to come and just experience something brand new and incredible.
See, I knew you were already thinking about something. I already knew that. I mean, there was no question in my mind that you already had something down. Now, one of the things I like on your website is you talk about voting. You have a PSA for voting by the Urban League.
Your vote is your voice.
Stay silent.
And your opinion is lost.
Your right to vote could be denied.
Changes in state voting laws could affect you.
Protect your right to vote. Call 1-866-MY-VOTE-1 or visit OccupyTheVote12.org.
It's time to be heard.
Occupy the vote.
I mean, this
yeah.
we cannot emphasize how important. I mean, do people realize that not even 50% of the people who are eligible to vote in elections? And
yeah.
even less in local elections. What do you say to the young people when you're out there who say, oh, man, you know, it's not going to do any difference? I mean, what do you say to them?
Well, I mean, I think that in many ways, you know, I mostly turn that on to their own ideas of popularity and impact. And I say, hey, if you've got Instagram or if you've got Facebook or if you've got Twitter, every single follower counts. Every single comment counts. And it makes a difference in your own personal brand. I think now as we live in a social media environment, everyone is building their own personal brand. I mean, even you, when I listen to the intro, you're putting out your Twitter handle, putting out your Facebook, sending out your email. And I think that that gives them a level of gravity that they can respond to, and knowing that in dealing with the issues and challenges that face our nation, their voice is really important, and it's a right that many people are still fighting for in other countries, and it's something that we shouldn't take for granted.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw Wyclef last night, and we were talking. He was talking about voting and how important it is. He's trying to pass a bill about dual citizenship between for people here from Haiti so they can vote, because the power to vote really can make a change. It really can make a change. You may not be there, but you can send in a ballot. There's so many, there's so much power that we have as individuals, and I don't think people realize that. I mean, you are a perfect example of the power that we have as an individual. I mean, nobody could have guessed that you would get that many followers, or, you know, that many, you know, Facebook, you know, people following your word and every twist and turn, and you do a lot of video blogging also. Do you feel overexposed by the video blogging?
Absolutely not. I'm having a conversation with my audience, and I believe that my audience are, you know, they're along for the journey. So, I mean, it's like a friendship. If someone doesn't call you for a couple of months or a week, I mean, you're going to be distracted, and you're going to your time and your mind state and your investment is going to be turned towards those people who are at the forefront of your mind. And so I believe that, you know, the videos, the tweets, the photos, the updates, they are an ability for anyone who's following me to stay engaged, stay involved, and also spread the word.
So who do you want to perform with? Who do you look up to? Who do you hope to connect with in the future?
Wow. I mean, I would say this. I've been very, very fortunate that I've actually really met very many, a good many of my musical heroes. I mean, even this year alone, for the first time, lost some studio time with Madonna and Alicia Keys. And so, you know, I'm very, as much as I'm an advocate and a proponent of social media, I do look forward to one day being on stage on television. And I know that those award shows, I really don't care who the collaboration is with, whether it's even with Taylor Swift. I really don't care. I just want to, you know, collaborate and give a performance that's going to be culturally relevant and that's going to be written in the history of music and music culture for that year. So I'm extremely open, and I love the idea of collaborating, no matter who it is.
Okay, quick. We only have a couple minutes left. I want to ask you some really stupid, silly questions. Okay, so now I know you're like travel all over the globe. Where's your favorite place to chill out?
Man, I never chill out.
You never chill out?
No. I guess right now, I guess we could say my favorite place to chill out is probably on a plane, you know, in between two different cities or two different countries, or right now we're on the road, and we got a couple of these, you know, black trucks, and, you know, to the best of my ability, you know, we try to chill out and enjoy the scenery, but as you can see from even this interview right now, we stay working.
Yeah. So now how about a ham and cheese, turkey and cheese, or peanut butter and jelly? Which one?
PB&J all day.
PB&J. Now what makes a great PB&J sandwich? Is it the bread? Is it the peanut butter? Or is it the jelly?
I think what really makes it is who is making it. So if it's made with loving hands, that's what makes it incredible.
That's incredible. Who's your favorite designer? Do you have a favorite clothing designer that you like to wear? Or do you get your clothes made for you?
I do. And I think it really changes by season. But, I mean, I would say that as someone who's really contributed to culture, I would say Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren, sweet. Have you ever worn any Oswald Boateng stuff?
Yeah.
The guy over in the UK,
Absolutely. Cool. Of course, I follow him. Incredible suit maker, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I know you're going to be in D.C. tonight, and you're going to be coming to Philly on Friday, October the 5th. You're going to be in New York
the
4th at Gramercy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're just moving, and then you're going to Canada.
Yeah.
Crazy. So you're all over the place.
Look,
I try to be informed. So I want to encourage everybody to follow you at Ryan Leslie on Twitter. Your website is ryanleslie.com. Check it out. Also, clothing line. Let me not forget to mention, you have a clothing line, T-shirts and things. That's on your website. People can check out, and you're on Facebook. brother, man, I wish you much success, and I hope to see you in Philadelphia on Friday, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so, too. You got a couple of tickets waiting for you. And also,
oh, great. Thank you.
One thing that I've been doing as well is if you are a student and you cannot afford to come to the concert, send me a tweet at Ryan Leslie, and I always pick 4 or 5 students come and bring a guest, because I understand what it was to be in college and have to invest your money in books and living. And even though you might have wanted to see your favorite artist perform, you could not afford to do so. So I want to make sure we also offer that opportunity for anyone in Philly, New York, even tonight in D.C. We want to make sure that they know they can reach out to me directly, and I understand.
Oh, awesome. Wow, look at that. See, follow at Ryan Leslie. Tweet at him. You're a student. Get a free ticket. Check out his website. Check out Facebook. I heard he gives away, like, iPads and stuff at concerts. Don't quote me, but that's something I heard. So you might come to the concert and get something. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you in Philly if you can make it.
Okay. Yes, thank you so much for the tickets. I really appreciate that.
You got it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Just got off the phone with singer Ryan Leslie. Follow him at Ryan Leslie on Twitter. Check out his Facebook page. Check out his website, ryanleslie.com. He's giving away a couple of tickets to students. If you're a student, you can't afford a ticket, tweet at him. Tell him your city. Tell him where you are. You might get a ticket at Ryan Leslie. Now, you can follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter. Become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Or send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning into this special show. Saturday, I'll be speaking with singer Michelle Indigay-Ocello and author Sharon Flake. That's Saturday, October 6th. You have a wonderful Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Shorty, take my number. You should call me if you get lonely. Cause everybody gets lonely. You get lonely. Oh, and I have to wonder. You'll be coming every time you hold me. You'll be coming like a train and it's starting to suit up. You wanna get on your own. You can't let yourself stay. If you'll ever find out how it was supposed to be, baby. Yeah, now when I think back to the days you were mine, oh, how I wish I could flip a switch to turn back the hands of time. Oh, baby, you were the one that made me real. Said I dress you. She's so original, no father to her style. I'ma put in the work and be the father to her smile. Though so photogenic when she flashed with pearly whites. I do it for the money, man, she do it for the lights. Chrome on the heel, all the Mars on the wrist. Yeah, that's my all the Mars, but she keep me on time. Got a 9, can't be late, reservation to the Ritz. I'm in my Louis cape on my Andre Leon grind. That's Vogue, homie. Straight out the pages of the mag. She won't remove them heels.